Elon Musk tweeted on Monday with his suggestions for how to end the Ukraine war, and it quickly received backlash even from top Ukrainian officials, but there were supporters as well. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Doug Klain, Assistant Director of the Eurasia Center at the Atlantic Council. Thanks for joining us this morning to talk about this. First, what were your thoughts about the tweet and the plan that was contained in the tweet?
Hi, thanks for having me. So first, Mr. Musk tweeted out a supposed plan for peace in Ukraine, but as you said, it was really rapidly rebuked by experts and even personally by President Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukraine's foreign minister, although it is worth noting that Russian state TV took time to applaud the plan. So it's a real problem because it relies on these faulty ideas that parts of Ukraine that Russia has invaded are somehow filled with people who actually want to be a part of Russia. And Musk said that there should be new elections on whether they want to be a part of Ukraine or not. He's ignoring the fact that all of these regions voted for independence from Moscow in 1991. And today in all these territories, Russian troops are torturing and killing people. So it's a real head scratcher.
And it also leaves out the fact that Russia is the rational actors, as you mentioned in your article.
Yes, yes. And, you know, so there's this idea, especially among Westerners, that Ukraine should just trade some of its territory to Russia, you know, let Moscow keep what it's trying to conquer, and that is a fair trade for peace. The problem with that plan is that nobody in Ukraine would accept it. We've all seen the horrors that happen under Russian occupation in places that have become infamous, like Bucha, Irpin, Mariupol, and Izyum, where there are these mass graves, torture victims. So to Ukraine, Russia is committing genocide against it, and any people on territory traded away to Russia would really just be consigned to these horrors.
Doug, help me wrap my head around this supposed logic that NATO and the U.S. are, quote, warmongers for helping Ukraine defend itself.
Well, I'm also having trouble wrapping my head around that logic. I mean, the whole world has seen the unprovoked invasion that Russia is waging against Ukraine. And Ukrainians are not the ones standing in the way of peace. I think that it's pretty fair to say the best way to bring peace to Ukraine is to do what we already know works. Give Ukraine's armed forces the weapons they need to liberate their territory, to free their mothers and fathers and daughters and brothers, and do what we've seen them do already. This remarkable success in recent weeks of liberating their territory. You know, right now, Ukraine is winning this war, and the United States, if it does want to help in some way, it can make sure that Ukraine wins faster.
You listed many of the war crimes that Russia has done. Are there any rules being followed by Putin at all?
That's a great question. We've seen Russia committing just about every war crime in the book in Ukraine, and it's something that Ukraine is calling upon its international partners to help with, to help document the crimes that are being committed against the Ukrainian people, to keep a log of all of this so that one day, after Ukraine has won this war, Ukrainians can try to get some semblance of justice.
So I'll make this the final question for you. What does the world order look like if Russia loses this war, a superpower?
Well, the world is going to look very different. For one, if Russia loses this war, I think that we can all say that Ukraine is going to go through a renaissance. The whole world has seen the ingenuity, the skill, and the determination of the Ukrainian people. And I think that a lot of people in the world will flock to invest and to try to help Ukraine rebuild and become a really modern European state. Russia, on the other hand, will have to go through some kind of a reckoning with how it could get this so wrong and how its society could have allowed a terrible war like this to happen. So the world will look very different if Russia loses.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Doug Klain, Assistant Director of the Eurasia Center at the Atlantic Council.